I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who pledged and became a patron on Sexy Unique Podcast Patreon. There are 115 of you. I'm truly in awe. I just did not expect that big of a turnout. At 500 patrons, if I reach 500 patrons, I'm releasing like a premium content patron only season of this podcast. So I mean, you're well on your way to getting that. So thank you so much for your support. And yeah, it's exciting. For those of you who are wondering, like, what the hell is she talking about? What's a Patreon? Like, all of this sounds like a foreign language to me. Let me clear a few things up for you. I am an artist, and this podcast is my canvas. And Patreon is a website where you can pledge a certain amount of money per episode of this podcast and then receive incredible benefits for doing so and becoming a patron of the arts. There are many different levels to come in on. My favorite, my passion project that you will have access to at $2 an episode is a thing that I call the Vanderpump Rules Hierarchy of Darkness. And it's my attempt at cataloging every single happening, person, place, thing in the Vanderpump universe. And it's an interactive poll. I release it every week. You guys vote. I publish the results. And then together we kind of compile a list of like every single thing Vanderpump Rules. And it's like a list created by super fans. Anyways, I love making it and I love doing this podcast. And I love the fact that you guys have gotten involved to such an extent so far. So if you are curious, try out pledging and see if you are into the benefits, because they're fucking good. www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Also, in case you've been like totally off the grid and have no idea what's going on in current events and you're just like live laughing and loving with no Wi-Fi, let me catch you up to date on like a horrible thing that's happened. And that is Hurricane Harvey in Houston. It has left tons of people displaced. It's destroyed people's homes, like everything that they own, and has left people in need of basic things like food and water. And I was doing research to figure out, because I wanted to donate, but I wanted to make sure that wherever I donated to, the money was going to be used quickly and efficiently. And the charity that I settled on was Houston Food Bank. For as little as $1, they can provide 3 meals to a person in need. And so that's like someone's whole day of food, which is amazing because food is important and people need to eat. So this is not to get like preachy or weird or anything, but I'm just giving you a place where maybe if you're overwhelmed with information or you're wanting to donate or get involved, but you just don't know where to go or what to do, just go to HoustonFoodBank.org. You can put in any dollar amount of what you want to donate, and you just know that every little bit helps. So help a person out, feed a person, and yeah. Okay, let's get this podcast started. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. And we girl with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chilling. Hey, y'all.
Welcome to...
We're back for episode two.
Jackson Brittany, give Kentucky back. They're not taking it. They're just giving it back. They don't want it.
They take it down a couple notches.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guess what, Ryan? It's your lucky day.
Why?
You know why?
No.
Because I found out today that this season is only 6 episodes long.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say like 22.
No.
I kind of actually figured, you know what's so funny? Because today they had an earlier that day thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my god, they're not even getting like full days. They're like, they're not even showing.
They're not showing us everything that these people
which
do
is,
in a
which
day.
Is, if they only have 2 weeks. Because do you remember Jersey Shore? How literally you would watch 4 episodes and it would be one day.
Yeah.
4 episodes would be one day. And you're like, holy shit, like Jersey Shore, they only went to the shore for like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but they crammed in like 24 episodes worth of material.
Well, yeah, because they were on the shore in a house.
Well,
and
they
it
were,
was like, they it were was just like getting, Vanderpump Rules where you have like 6 alcoholics.
They were just
like,
getting so
together.
Drunk, and then they were also just very entertaining to watch. So like you could watch them eat pasta and like lol.
Well, it's like,
now these people
mango.
Are not the same.
No.
Jackson Brittany don't have the same star power. Let's put it that way.
Well, Kentucky doesn't have the same star power as Sir.
No. No, but
let's,
I mean, if Jackson Brittany were more captivating personalities, like, they could make anything fun. Like, just think about when, like, Nicole Richie, which I always bring up, Nicole Richie and Paris took Alabama, and they, like, just worked at Sonic. I mean, like, those episodes were so fucking funny.
I know, but it was, like, more about the two of them and their chemistry. Like, I don't think that anyone on Vanderpump Rules has enough chemistry on their own to go split off and make a really entertaining like side project.
No, they're both like
it requires the perfect storm of all of them together.
Yeah, it's just like they're just little pieces of a larger crazy pie.
Yeah. So anyways, congratulations to you.
Oh, that's awesome. 6 episodes.
Yeah,
I love that.
This is, we're literally through like a third.
That's great. That's really good. You know, 6 episodes, they're 2 weeks. It was six half hour episodes too. Man, they didn't get a lot.
No.
They didn't get a lot. Man, uh-oh. That's good though. At least that means the episodes, God, and the episodes aren't even that great that we're seeing now. So that means, yikes.
They had to like scrape
together. They had to
scrape together. They're like, Jax, get the frogs. They're
yeah.
like, we have great footage of Jax picking a frog out of a bin.
Oh, God. Well, I liked this episode a lot more than the first episode, I will say.
Yeah, I did too.
Because you get into like the deep, dark, fucked up lives of people in this fucking gross town.
Yeah. It opened on their like KKK rally bonfire.
It's true. They're tiki torches.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm like, yikes, bikes.
They're like, Robert E. Lee is okay with me. Shots.
It's awful.
So...
But Militia, our queen Militia, has a biracial butterfly
child. Wait, I don't
child.
Think it's... I don't think it's... That's not Militia. That was Tiffany.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, never
but
mind.
But so, I don't think we got to see Militia.
You're right. We
episode.
Never saw Militia today.
We didn't get enough of Militia. We didn't get enough of my queen,
Sherry.
Next time, y'all.
Sherry was on a hunting for gays somewhere.
Sherry.
She was going on a gay hunting
Sherry
trip.
Borrowed the car and said, I'm going to run out for some milk. And then she went gay hunting. She like comes back covered in blood like 48 hours later. And
like,
Mama's like, you better go clean up.
It's like the keepers were like, she's like, it was so weird. I saw him come home covered in blood. And I was like, that's funny. Anyways. Like, have you noticed?
They're like four gay men went missing in the town over the summer. And I just thought it was so strange how Sherry's car always had blood on the
Scary
bumper.
Scary Sherry. Scary Sherry. There she goes again.
She came home with the shovel every night.
Oh, God. It's so funny. Well, Tiffany, she had babies.
Wait, but all Britney's, like, friends from home.
Oh, what was the thing they chanted? Snakes and condoms?
They said, here's to snakes and condoms. Two things we don't fuck with. And then chugged vodka, which was actually my favorite part of the entire episode.
No, it was fun. I mean, it really does, though, speak to, like, their sad, sad lives. I mean, and they were also like, oh, I gotta pick up the kids. The kids gotta be up in a couple hours.
She's and you're like, just like, I gotta go because it's 7. The kids wake up, y'all. So who's taking me out of this hellhole? And I don't know why did you but they probably are excited to be on TV.
Oh, they're probably, this is the hugest thing that's ever happened to
them.
They
were like cheerleading, taking shots like it was their birthday. Like, I think they're just so excited.
What was that thing they were running around? Go-karts? Like, what was that machine?
What, a truck?
The truck? No, they were like in those trucks.
Like a dune buggy?
Dune buggy or something. They were just like off-roading. I don't know. Did you see that view? The vehicles they were driving around, just for fun. The four-wheeler, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
It's like a recreational vehicle.
And they just like ride around in there?
I'm fully going back into like Oklahoma talk.
A vehicle.
Jack, also speaking of like regressing into like Southern accents, is kind of picking one up.
He is?
In this episode. Yeah, there were a couple moments where he was like talking like Britney, y'all.
I know, when he said he was going to Applebee's to Schwartz, he was like, as far as I can tell, it's like the nicest restaurant. You're like, okay.
Jax.
That party was really dark, and Jax was just kind of in his own inarticulate way, kind of speaking to the hypocrisy of their religion.
Yeah.
And how they are this God-fearing group of people who, you know, are so sanctimonious, and yet they're popping out kids, like, out of wedlock. They reminded me a lot of this family in Ventura that I knew. They were like the rich Christian family, and my best friend dated one of the boys, and they were just, all the kids were completely fucked up. I mean, all of them. Like, mm-hmm. like one of them had a baby when she was 16. The other guy, oh my God, this guy, Joey, was so fucking gay. It was hilarious. Like, this was a guy that didn't have a closet to even hide in. Like, he was that gay, and his parents were like totally anti-gay, like insane.
Yeah.
And I would like come over to their house, and then I would just see little Joey watching the Tonys. I was like, Joey, what are you doing? Like, watching the Tonys? Like, I mean, that's not even how, God, I feel bad. I'm doing, like, gay talk. But he had, like, the insane list. He was the gayest person I ever met in my life. And I had drama class with him, and I would just, like, troll him. This is really mean. I was really mean in high school. I wasn't, like...
You're a bully.
I was, like, gay bashing him while
you're Sherry.
Gay. I know. I was, like, Sherry, but I was, like, definitely queery, too. It was weird. It was, like, I was not... I was out. I was a senior. He was a sophomore. We had drama together. I like drama. I don't know, but it was so funny because I was like, this is so on the nose. Like, I'm coming to Evan's house. I feel bad saying their names or something. And then Joey was just in the living room watching the Tonys, and he was just rapt. His attention was just like, he was glued to the goddamn screen. I was like, this kid is going to be in for a bumpy ride.
Yeah, you're like, good luck, honey.
Well, so all the kids were dealt. So then, and then Evan was like, you know, fucking girls left and right and feeling really conflicted about it. I'm just saying, like, when you enforce these values on people and you tell them what not to do, I mean, they're going to do it. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, you tell people, don't go in the pool, they're going to go in the fucking pool.
Yeah.
So it just shows how this forced religion really backfires on people in a really spectacular way. And I was really shocked that Sherry had the like actually let Britney go on birth control after Tiffany became pregnant. I thought that's a big move.
Yeah.
That's admitting, like, you're going to be fucking out of wedlock. I know that. That's the world we live in. Like, you're going to go against the Bible. And so let's just put you on birth control so you don't get pregnant. I mean, that is pretty radical.
That's pretty radical. And what I couldn't help but wonder is, like, Tiffany must be, like, very resentful of Britney.
Yeah.
Like, imagine
the difference
of their lives. Like, Tiffany just got saddled with, like, two children out of wedlock. And, like, immediately Britney got put on birth control and, like, whisked away. And now she's, like, a reality star in Los
Really
Angeles.
Living the dream.
I know, but it's, like...
No, but for them, yeah.
Yeah, but for them, that's, like, a big difference.
I know. It's true.
Do you think Tiffany is like, what, looks at Britney and thinks,
what, like, whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh my God. It's like, have fun.
They're like a Kim Richards have and fun. Kyle Richards. Yeah. It's like, you stole my life.
You stole my house. Have fun at the Saddle Ranch. Yeah, I know. It's
kind of dark.
Yeah, it is. It is. But no, she seemed pretty okay.
It's kind of weird, too, if you don't allow someone to get abortions, but you allow them to be on birth control.
I know. But I think Sherry knew. She was like, my daughters are going to be fucking. Because Sherry was probably fucking, too, let's be honest.
Sherry's been fucking since the day she was born.
Exactly. There's no way
Sherry is liquid sex.
Yeah.
She's really sex on a stick.
There's no way that Sherry was a virgin.
Whenever Sherry exits like a car and walks into the restaurant, that song,
what's
like
the Austin Powers song?
She's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby, she's got it. Like Sherry came to play.
Austin Powers song you were singing last time?
Oh, the theme song? I put it on the bonus episode.
Yeah. That's Sherry. That's Sherry.
She's Venus now, though, to me.
Oh my God, I love her. But anyway, it's just, and it's funny, like, seeing Jax's tiny little brain try to grasp, like, oh, how did it feel to go against the values that you were brought up with and have babies? And Tiffany was like, you could tell she, like, didn't think about it that much. She's like, you can just tell that, like, it was an uncomfortable situation for her.
Yeah.
I don't think they really grasp the big issues in this family.
No.
I don't think they sit around talking about how they've betrayed their value system, you know.
They're like, but you better get married or else.
I know. It's
like, what are you talking about?
Crazy.
It's crazy. I think a lot of that, too, is like producers being in everyone's ear.
But it's so interesting, though.
Okay, in this scene, you're going to ask Jax about marriage again.
I know, but it's so weird for someone like Jax or any of those bozos on Vanderpump Rules, I understand the idea of them being like media trained and stuff like that. But these are just like fucking random folks in Kentucky. So I feel like in terms of like the reality of it, I actually think it probably is very true. I don't think that these people can take lines or like, you know what I mean? But I guess everyone can be guided a little bit.
I think everyone can be guided. I think that's like kind of the whole point.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, Jax's face the next morning after the rally when he's like,
oh my God, puffy and red.
Feeling? And it's just his face. It looks like he's melted.
He's like a melted Yankee candle.
Yeah.
He's like Indiana Jones
in the Temple of Doom when someone gets like thrust into the lava.
But that's his everyday. I mean, like that's like Jax waking up every day. Like he's just a little puffball. He's Hootie and the Blowfish.
And then they have to like explain to Mama like what happened, and it's just like, spare us all. We're not this stupid. Like keep moving.
I know.
And then he's like, what Mama doesn't know won't hurt her. And you and I like look at each other and we're like, but Mama,
she knows.
Know.
That's the point of that scene. Like, she knows.
She knows.
Also, you're being filmed for everything that you're doing here. So the idea of there being any kind of level of secrecy is sort of lull.
They do that on Vanderpump Rules though too.
They're like, don't tell anyone as cameras film. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, it's really
I think they
weird.
Must forget that the cameras are there or something. I don't know. Or they're just true idiots. I have no idea.
We were both shocked that Britney went to college.
Yeah, we were really shocked. Like, what did she major in? Like, ABCs? Like, I'm sorry. Like, what did she, like, honey?
I also feel like she called sorority a sorority.
Sorority.
She was like, my sister Tiffany was in the same sorority as me. She'd steal my letters. I was like, what? I don't know anything really about like that type of school.
But you know what? The Vanderpump Rules people drink like college and high school students. It's like shots. Like I haven't taken a shot. I haven't taken a shot in like years.
I haven't drank out of a bottle of vodka since college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why would you? You're not an animal. Like, you can just drink, you can pour it into a goddamn glass and drink it.
I don't understand it.
It's weird. The culture there, it just seems dark. Because also, it's like every cliche of a small town. It's like, there ain't nothing to do.
Yeah. But you know? Mama's onto them.
Yeah. Mama.
Brittany looks like Boy George in her confession.
She does.
Like, with her hair over it. Like, it's all combed up.
I thought you said that Jax looked like Boy George, and I was like, okay. You meant Britney.
Looks like Boy George.
She does. Oh.
Kind of major.
Oh, my God. But, okay, so I'm, like, really interested in the idea. I love that Jax's party line is that she's losing her spark. And I love that he's actually, like, diagnosing her with depression so he can get out of marrying her. Now, that being said, like, she might be depressed.
But is Britney depressed?
She might be. I mean, she might be. Yes. I think I would not be shocked if her life didn't exactly inspire happiness. You know what I mean? Like, I would not be stunned if she didn't think that, like, you know, eating at, like, fucking, you know, Big Wang's every day and, like, watching Jax treat her like shit quietly. Like,
boyfriend forced me to get implants, but everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, forced plastic surgery. Too. Yeah. I'm sure he, like, kind of, like, fat shames her, like, off camera.
He said she's gained weight.
I'm sure he, like, fat shames her, like off camera.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure he does. Which is, one to talk.
Britney is depressed, like, come out of your depression closet, sister, and join me on the other side.
Hello from the other side. Oh, my God.
But also, like, I hope that she is, like, honest about depression, if that's, like, if she truly is suffering.
No, I think that,
but I don't necessarily, and no, I'm not going to, like, I feel weird to, like, say, oh, she's definitely not depressed, because you just never know what someone's feeling. But also, like, that bitch isn't depressed.
She isn't depressed?
I don't know. Is she? This is a big question.
I don't know.
Maybe everybody weigh in.
Is she smart enough to be depressed? I know. No, but stupid. I mean, yes. I mean, oh, God, this is so... This is such a dark area. I'm
really, really
like, yeah, I'm like literally turn. Like, this is so wrong on so many levels. I'm being so offensive too. I'm like, can stupid people depress? Of course they can. I feel stupid now talking about this.
I kind of like this line of discussion.
No, it's
I feel
so
like it's
bad.
Heavy duty
the idea. The idea that, you know, you have to be intelligent in order to feel or recognize pain feels kind of bogus to me. I think that
is actually really mean. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oops. I'll take it back.
Anyways, Brit,
you need help living in the bell jar. Girl interrupted over here.
I'm like, get help.
You know. Well, it's funny because her parents obviously don't believe in therapy or medicine or any of that stuff, and you could see like how quickly Dawn, my queen, shut Jax down when he mentioned her being depressed. He was just like, I know bullshit when I see it. I wasn't born yesterday. Like, you're just trying to get out of marrying her. But both can be true.
A soldier just like fighting on the front lines for Britney's like body and soul, just trying to convince everyone.
Please.
He's like convinced the dark truth that lies underneath.
No,
that
I think,
would be amazing.
I think both can be true. They're not mutually exclusive. I think that Britney can be depressed and be losing her spark, and also he can be using it as a way to not marry her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think both can totally be true. But it's like, but Dawn just shut that down completely because, you know, they're just like,
Dawn's
what
not
are you?
Here
you're
for
sad?
That.
You just, what do you mean? You're just keep on keeping on. Like, it's like not, you know, there's no real discussions about like your emotional well-being. Like, there's no discussions like that in that house.
Has Britney weighed in on being depressed?
First of all, that's offensive that you said weighed in. It's really fucked up. it's really, wow. Poor choice of words, Laura. She has not talked about that.
Okay. Well, I want to know more.
But don't worry. There's two more episodes. So
no, there's four more.
Oh, okay.
So don't get ahead of yourself. Jax also just like loves when Mama hits on him.
I know.
It like spikes.
Well, he loves
his, like,
any
drama.
Attention.
He loves any.
That's why
attention.
We know that he sucked some dick, or he's like, got his dick sucked by a guy, because he just like he lives for the applause, applause, applause. Seriously, he does. Like, he really just likes any attention whatsoever. He doesn't care if it's from, you know, vegetable, animal, mineral.
But if they're two like related women, it's even better for him.
Yeah, and Sherry.
And Sherry, who literally like licked his neck like when he was showing her that engagement ring. Also, like, Jax didn't pick out an engagement ring. He's literally like Googled engagement ring and then like showed them the picture that he saved.
Oh, I know. It's such bullshit.
I know. He's like, well, it's an idea that we could get married, but like, is it happening? I mean,
no.
The idea is there. It's just like, ugh, you're such a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is.
Let's see what else I have down.
What else happened in this like 9-minute episode?
In the new web series from Bravo, Jackson Britney.
It seriously is, though. Like, remember that grainy camera shot of them driving to Applebee's?
Their weird, like, webcam.
I was like, this is literally, like, I had this
AOL
in high school.
Dial-up speed.
Yeah, I had this. It was called a Logitech camera. I put it on my desktop computer in high school.
Did you vlog?
No, I just took pictures of myself. It was like the original selfies.
I love that.
Polaroids were the original selfies, actually.
Britney's family has a mini horse, which I really liked.
Yeah, that's very Lisa Vanderpump of them.
I know, I was shocked.
That's kind of chic, actually.
It was really chic, that little horse.
Yeah,
I loved it. That. And she brushed it. Brushed it. There was a really good song in this episode.
Oh, I want to know the house band.
Some of the original music.
What is the house band?
It was like, we're not in LA anymore. We're not in LA anymore. It was like kind of Avril Lavigne-esque.
So are people watching this? I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, like, we're like dumpster divers. I mean, you're more of a dumpster diver than I am, but I'm a dumpster diver for
Watch
Bravo.
Your mouth.
But I'm like, who else is watching Jackson Brittany take Kentucky?
My theory is that I don't think a lot of people are watching.
I think it's tanking, I'm sure.
Well, Jax tweeted today, he was like, loving these ratings. So maybe it's doing well, but my only barometer for like...
They should have one of the Vanderpump Rules people visit them. Yeah. Like, that's what they need to do.
I mean, my only barometer for are people watching this is like, I know that a lot less people listen to this podcast than when they listen during
You don't say. I'm shocked. I'm crying.
I'm like, where's my community when I need you most?
I know.
This is like not really a podcast as much as a cry for help. So.
Oh my God.
Take that into consideration.
And we don't know when the new Vanderpump Rules season airs, right?
No, but probably like in November. I feel like that's when it usually always comes back.
Okay. Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah. For the holidays, when Yikes. Things will get really dire.
Yeah,
stick seriously. Around, stay tuned, oh, see where things go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Jax did FaceTime with Schwartz, though. There was like a Vanderpump appearance.
Yeah, a crossover. And yeah. He was just like, yeah, it's so
But it's
weird
like,
here.
Literally, a producer's like, okay, just talk about what you did today. Go. And then like,
I mean, I would be, like, to be fair, like, I would be going out of my mind with how bored I would. I would be so bored.
Yeah.
I'd be so fucking bored.
I feel like no one really thought this through.
It's not even cute. It's like, there's nothing to do. It's just depressing. It feels depressing. It feels depressing to watch it. Like, it's just, it's bleak. It's just bleak.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to, like, a beautiful, like, nature moment of whatever.
I know.
Like
the nature element, too, is just, like,
it's just
ugly.
Dead grass. It's literally all just dead grass. Yeah. And, like, nothing.
Sad, y'all.
Dead grass. That's, like, the name of Britney's memoir. Dead grass.
Dead grass and birth control. My story.
Oh, God. The grass is deader on the other side.
Jax and Brittany took Tiffany's kids out to Applebee's.
Yeah. And then, they talked about Jax's foot fetish, which is my obsession. I could watch hours and hours of Jax talking about being obsessed with feet. I think it's, I love it. I'm here for it.
I'm kind of scared.
It's lol.
It's weird. Well, obviously. Like, he left, because if you listen to, he kind of got into it on the episode of Pumped podcast that he was on, but he, like, talked about
how. He went
on
Pumped?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. When? Check it out, Joe. A couple episodes before the final episode.
How was he?
He was good.
He was?
He gave good podcasts, yeah. I was like, finally, someone that's, like, interesting.
Really?
I don't have to deal with Tom or Katie's dumbasses anymore. And, like, Peter made me want to literally hang myself. So I was, like,
remember when he sent you his script to read?
Yeah.
And, like, there was a typo in the first line.
There were, like, four typos in the first page.
And it made no sense.
I was like,
I was like, and cut.
Yeah. No, but Jax was fun, and that was a fun episode. So if you're so inclined and you're, like, not really relating to this journey of the podcast, you should go back in time.
Did he, like, talk to you, or was he talking at you?
He talked. We engaged.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How'd he look?
He looked pretty good. I think I told him I wanted to fuck him.
You did?
Well, I was like, I'm attracted to you. I told him I was attracted to him because because I have daddy issues and he really brings those out in me. And then he seemed excited about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a good episode.
You got him excited.
Yeah, I did. I know how to rev his engine.
Oh, God. It's not hard.
No.
It really is not
It's
always
hard.
Slightly revved.
Yeah. He's revved up.
Oh, scary.
The flashback of Jax when he was talking to Nikolai reminded me of, like, how truly hot Jax used to be.
Yeah, it was like 10 gallons of cocaine ago. Like, yeah. Literally, like, that's like.
He was, like, thinner in the face.
He also, like, wasn't permanently red. He's just red all the time.
He's very
red. He's so red. It's like he just dunked himself in fire every goddamn day.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think it's kind of weird, though, that, like, little children know about foot fetishes. Like, those boys are kind of
but
young.
You know, they don't quite understand it, I don't think.
Yeah.
They're probably just, like, they heard it and they thought it was funny. Because it is funny. The idea of, like, being obsessed with someone's foot.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny.
Then they're going to grow up and feel, like, really weird about it once they, like, learn the true meaning of it.
I mean, I'm not one to fetish shame anyone. I mean, unless it's, like,
I'm not
children.
Fetish shaming. I'm saying
fetish
that
shaming. That's fun.
I'm
that's
not fetish shaming. I'm saying that it's kind of weird that a little kid would know about that.
Well, honey, he's gonna get to know a lot.
He's
more
innocent
soon.
He's like five.
Yeah, but he's gonna end up,
if I had a child, I would not want them to really know what a foot fetish is at the age of five.
No, of course not. It's a little too soon.
When Jax, they're like, what do you like about Britney? And Jax is like, her big boobs.
Yeah, which are fake and he paid for.
Yeah, it's like,
wow,
great.
How touching.
Wow.
Wow, my heart is metal. It's
Tiffany,
my heart,
like,
is goo on the floor.
I think we should call, like, Child Protective Services on Tiffany for letting Jax hang out with her children.
I know. He's actually, it's funny, like, during the day, he actually seemed to be pretty good with the kids, kind of, TBH.
Well, all he had to do was, like, throw a football back and forth and, like, not.
That's a lot for him. He's a sociopath. Like, I feel like to see him even kind of just step outside of himself for, like, one moment, it's kind of remarkable. I mean, I give him props.
Yeah. When he is, when they're driving back from, like, Applebee's, there's a shot of the car, like, there's singing, this kids are like, Jax and Brittany sitting in a tree.
Yeah.
And then Jax's face is just, like, goes totally blank, and he looks like he's about to just swerve off the road and, like, end it all.
Lol, poor Jax.
He can't handle it, y'all.
I know.
Then we had the frogs, which was, like, Why? Like,
we already had frogs in episode one. I think we're in a frog barrel.
Yeah, but people are loving frogs in this show.
No more frogs for me. I pass on the frogs. I'm bored.
And then we have your queen and your crush, Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn, I realize, actually, I'm only attracted to when he's in, like, his business uniform.
When he's wearing his Sunday best.
When he literally looks like looks like an insurance salesman. Like, that's when I'm really hot for Dawn.
Yeah.
He's my Don Juan.
He looks like the manager at the office that you have to, like, make small talk with.
I just realized all the puns I made last time I was on here. Didn't I say from dusk till dawn?
From dusk till dawn.
Oh my God, so
that's
bad.
That's like when Dawn has a chainsaw or is, like, chopping something down. Is,
yeah,
like,
he's kind of hot.
Dawn. He's hot. He's sexy.
I mean, he's not, but he's...
He's really sexy. There's... we got good feedback from listeners on, like, who people would bang.
Did you set... Oh, people responded? Did they call? Did we ever set up a line?
I set up a line.
You did?
Yeah.
A phone line?
I set up a line for certain patrons that are coming in on a $5 or more.
Are they calling?
Level. They haven't called yet, but we have some Q&As that we have to get to.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Cool. Love that.
But people weighed in on the who they'd bang of it all. And yeah. We got one person that said that Dawn was, like, smoking hot, even though he was, like, definitely probably a Trump supporter.
Oh, for
She's
sure.
She's still, like, can you imagine him as a young guy?
Oh, I want to see pics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite response was that someone said they'd bang Mama because she'd boss you around and tell you what to do, and that's hot.
I love it. I think your listeners are lollers.
They're real lollers.
Like, I saw
kill
some of them.
Me.
Yeah, I saw some of them on Twitter. They were tweeting it. They were funny.
Yeah.
Well, they get it.
I feel like
if you listen to it, you fucking get it.
Yeah. And then another person said they'd fuck Sherry's husband, and I didn't get a good look at him, but he's standing next to her in, like, the... whatever the like
I love that he gets no real estate.
Let's be honest, Sherry is the star in this relationship.
She is. Yeah.
And then they tweeted a picture at me and I was like, oh, and I'm into Sherry's husband. He looked a little pale.
Like? What does he look like?
I don't
what maybe, I don't, we'll just me show see. Me later. I don't
okay okay yeah, okay
that's fine. Help, stop the presses.
So let's talk about the responses that we got.
So who respond? I'm confused.
So
what are they responding to?
Patrons that pledge on a $5 level for the show have the option of interacting with us, the podcast host. So they can email responses.
So?
They can email responses.
They can,
they can come
for
Airbnb my apartment. They have the opportunity to Airbnb my apartment. No, they can submit questions in, like, a special form that's only available to them, or they can call the pump pot or not. Oh my God. Freudian Ooh, slip, honey. They can call the Sexy Unique hotline and leave, like, a voicemail. And so however they want to communicate with us, they can. And then we have to, like, interact with them.
Chic. Okay.
Because they're hardcore supporters.
I love that.
At a cast member level.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got a few questions today and we're just going to go through them. So Stephanie asks, do you think Jax and Brittany are already engaged and we're just waiting around like idiots for the finale of this great and awful show for it to be publicly announced?
That would require a lot of, like, planning on their end. And that would, yeah, I could see it from Jax. Yeah, I could see that from Jax.
I mean, I feel like the Vanderpump
Jax
cast...
knows how to do the reality show shit. He's not stupid.
And at this point, they all deal in, like, lies and manipulation.
Yeah.
And so I could see them having a trick up their sleeve.
Is like
or
a
getting engaged.
Now.
Or getting engaged is, like, a huge plot point of this next season.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that makes sense. That all tracks. Yeah, I would buy that.
I don't necessarily know if I believe, like, that they got engaged during this show, but I could see them being engaged because filming has wrapped. Or
yeah,
I would like to also posit, do we think that they're splitting up and they're just now staying together until, like, their breakup can be revealed?
I don't think so, because I think they kind of need each other.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking emotionally.
I'm like, also, I would like to posit, why do I still care?
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely don't, but here we are.
Here we are. I'm like, thank you for being a friend.
I'm like,
okay. The other question that we got is, Why is no one talking about race? Brittany is from a lily white world, except for her nephew. And you know that whole family is racist around him. There's just like something that's like loaded with the entire trajectory of Tiffany's life.
Tiffany. Oh, yeah.
The sister.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. I mean,
I think that everyone on this show and in this family has learned that, like, you don't share your opinions on, like, sexual orientation.
No.
And they definitely know better than to, like, share their opinions on race.
I know, which is...
And, I know that we make a lot of fun of them for being, like...
Hicks.
Hicks. But I truly hope that they aren't racist and, like...
I hope not,
that's not an issue.
But I would be shocked if they weren't racist. I mean, I really would. I mean, maybe I'm being so stereotypy in that way, but I just would be really shocked. I would.
I don't know. It feels like weird to speculate on someone else's racism.
Right now.
Now it feels like really uncomfortable and like,
it's like back up the car. Let's move on.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
I don't really know. And I don't even know if that's like an appropriate conversation to have, but I guess we just had it. So, okay. Moving on. Why does Brittany's other nephew know about Jax's foot fetish? Ooh, kids are sexualized so young these days, and I worry about them being exposed to Jax's behavior/ideals. Also, who cut that kid's hair?
Well, let's go to the last part first, because that is the burning question that I have. It looked like a total troll haircut. It looked like someone just put a bowl on his head and cut around it.
Well, babe, they probably did.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. No, you were just voicing the foot fetish thing.
I think that it's weird. Yeah. I just think that it is. I truly do think that it's kind of like it does like an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, yes, I definitely don't know why he knows about the foot thing. I don't know. We'd have to talk to Mama about that.
Yeah.
Maybe she told him.
And then someone said, please get Diff Eyewear to sponsor the pod so we can come full circle.
Oh, is that fucking thing that they all do Instagrams for?
Yes, I don't know. The sunglasses company, Diff.
I don't follow them because I decided to live my life that way, but...
Well, Diff is a real thing. It's like alive and well, and at literally every single reality star...
Are they cute?
They're not like, no, but then they're also not like horribly offensive. But what's most offensive is that you just see them over and over and over, and they're just like trashy, shitty sunglasses.
Is it bad that I just want this show to be them talking about race and talking about who they voted for and talking about like their thoughts on gay people? Like, I literally just
want them to expose themselves.
Yeah, I do. Cause I feel a sinister vibe. I just do. And I know that's like me like speculating, whatever, but I'm not trusting it. It's not passing the smell test. And like, and you know, a lot of it comes from Sherry being so triggered by the idea that Jax, a person who's done a myriad of terrible soulless things, the thing that upset her the most was him potentially having a gay dalliance.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so you know there is total homophobia there. And, you know, when there's homophobia, when there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I mean? I want to know. I want to know what the deal is. But they're not going to do an anthropological study in this small town of Kentucky.
And I think, too, that it's like, okay, well, you can basically deduce that where they live in the United States is like typically like
it ain't a blue state.
No, it's like red country.
It is so, red country.
Yeah.
So and it's not. So it's not like a wild
hyper religious background. Yeah. And like most so people in that way are like Trump supporting.
That's not a wild and, leap. Like, that is bigoted. Literally what it. Yes, that's yes.
I guess I would like them to come out and say one way or another, like what they think, because I feel like we're riding this uncomfortable line that's like. There, it's like we're not going to say it, but we all feel this way. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, I know.
Or come out and say, like, I wish that they would come out and say, or like Sherry would be like, you know, that was really inappropriate of me.
I know.
Like, I do actually like love gay people and like blah, 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 blah,
which
blah.
Which isn't true.
Which she has not done, but like Brittany and Jax have been really quick to be like, everyone jumped on her, but she's the gay's number one fan. I don't know if they said the gays, and I'm sorry for saying the gays again.
Yeah,
but I'm using it to prove a point.
Yes, I get what you're saying.
Anyways, if we've like alienated all my listeners at this point, no. I completely apologize.
Look, it's an interesting time in our country. It's like we're watching a show that is essentially Trump's America. Like that is like Trump voter central. It's like,
yeah.
And it's a really intense time. And you know, there's a lot of anger and a lot of just so it's all Herbie Foley loaded. It just is. I mean, yeah. It's hard not.
And
to
it
be.
Just it does feel it feels. Like a lot of things feel intense and just like it's like they're just brushing over everything instead of like really addressing
it. Well, because they have 9 minutes to do it. They have 9 minutes and 2.5 episodes.
They're like, we've
got to
shoot
it.
Footage of Jax and Brittany at the Buffalo Farm. Yeah, so we're not going to address, like, we're not going to talk to Tiffany about her out of wedlock. Like,
yeah,
shit.
No way.
But I would actually like to know more. And I would actually like to know Brittany's family's values. And I'm sure that on some level, Jax would like to know. Not that his values are in a great place, but I think he's like slightly more woke.
Well, what
than
I
they
like,
are.
You know what? Jax doesn't pretend to have any values, which is kind of I appreciate.
Yeah.
Like he's very upfront about being like a soulless monster. I kind of appreciate that.
And he does have like astute observations at times when he's pointing out like the hypocrisy.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean,
at
times.
I'm not saying
he
that
he gets
he's
a quarter
like,
of the way there, but for reality TV, it's all the way there. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I would just like to know more. I would like them to come out as one thing or another.
What if they're all just like, it all comes out that they're like diehard Hillary supporters. Lol. They're like, I'm with
you
her.
You and I are like the hugest
Yeah,
assholes.
We're like huge they're assholes. Like, they're like, I'm with her. But you know, that's not true. I'm just sorry. Like, there's no way. That's like a pair. That would be like a fantasy. That's like, we lolled at that because it is a joke. Them being like, we love Hillary. Like, no, give me a break. Forget it.
They're like, the future is female.
Like, the future is getting drunk.
Snakes and condoms. Two things I don't fuck with.
Yeah, I love that.
I actually heavily
fuck
with snakes
and condoms. Just as a badge
of honor,
getting pregnant all the time, just using it as a badge of honor.
I know.
It's very odd.
It's really wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What are two things that you don't fuck with? If you had to chance.
One of them would have been this show. I would have been like, Jax and Brittany take Kentucky.
You're like,
one.
Here's to Jax and Brittany. Yeah. Two things that I don't fuck with. And you like rip a shot of vodka.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing I don't fuck with, generally try not to, is like straight white guys. Generally. Just kidding.
Yeah, true.
No, I love some of them. I have some good ones and there are a lot of good ones. It just, you know, I mean, there's no explanation necessary. I mean, there really isn't, so that's what it is.
Like, vodka is one thing I don't fuck with.
Ew, sick. No, I have not drank vodka. Jonathan drinks vodka. My boyfriend drinks vodka sometimes. And I'm like, vodka to me feels so like the alcoholic's drink. It just does because...
It's a
like,
true alcoholic
there's
drink.
There's no taste. There's no taste. It's
but to
disgusting.
Me, it tastes bad, like rubbing alcohol.
No, it tastes
alcohol.
Disgusting. No, it tastes it's truly...
Everyone's like, it has no taste. And I'm whiskey, like, it has the worst
no,
taste.
No, it has the worst taste. And like whiskey you can get behind, you're like, okay, there are like yummy flavors in there. And like tequila is obviously really good. Gin has its own little flavor. Like every alcohol has like its own flavor profile. And like you can see people getting into it for the taste. But vodka is like just like I don't want the calories and I want to get drunk immediately. That's
yeah,
like vodka.
Just like blackout juice.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking gross.
And I don't fuck with it.
I hate it.
So I'd chant, here's the vodka, one thing I don't fuck with, and then rip a shot of tequila.
Exactly. Jesus. That sounds like fun.
I want to know from listeners, what are two things that you don't fuck with? What's
oh,
your chant?
Thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Too. Yeah.
It's so weird. They must have rehearsed that for the camera. It must have been like
they had another cheer that's like I need to rewind and like know their
like
whole.
What it was?
Yeah, yeah they know. Had like a long.
Well, they're
never...
cheerleaders probably. They
oh,
all were cheerleaders.
Oh yeah, that yeah. makes sense. Because yeah. I was like, why are they like cheer chanting before like chugging alcohol?
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, they're all cheerleaders, which I actually think is a really chic move.
Yeah, I think that is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Why not
I love it? Like a I also love that Brittany was like a party animal in high school.
Are you surprised? She is now too.
I know, but she's so like, Brittany is kind of a tough one to put your finger on because she's like deceptively
she's so
sweet.
Yeah.
But I think that there's like a lot
sweet?
Boiling under the surface.
I think she's a sweet party girl. It's not that complicated.
It's complicated to me.
No, I actually would not
I'm like,
say
is Brittany like?
I would say that Brittany is not complicated.
I would argue that she's incredibly complicated and complex, in fact.
I would say Jax isn't complicated. I would say, you know.
I'd say Jax is not complicated, but
I mean, we all contain multitudes,
Brittany
blah,
is
blah,
like
blah, but.
A big, beautiful onion, and you peel away each layer to
there
reveal.
You are calling her big again. I mean, this is like the stop. It's like literally like how she weighed
stop.
In.
Stop.
She's a big, beautiful
stop.
Onion. Like stop, Laura.
No, you.
Like you need
Ryan,
to stop.
You stop it.
You stop.
Please stop. You peel away layer after layer, and another
there she goes again, layer after layer. I mean, it's like literally, like, can you stop?
And more beauty is revealed.
Oh, there she goes. Okay, in her
but
beauty.
Okay. So I think maybe Brittany is my favorite person.
I do like her a lot. I do like her. I mean, there's nothing to dislike really about her. Like, she is a giant sweetie. I feel bad that she's fallen in love with a sociopath who will literally steal her soul slowly through the night. She has her head on. Well, I wouldn't say right necessarily, but her heart seems to be in the right place, whereas Jax doesn't seem to have any place for a heart. So
interesting.
I think that she there's nothing wrong. Like, I have nothing bad to say about her. I just feel bad that she's with Jax.
Yeah. And I would say that Brittany is not losing her sparkle, but her sparkle is only shining brighter.
Okay. That's one opinion.
All right. So that's the end of this episode. Do you have something else to say?
Oh, no, nothing. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was just wondering how long was this? Because, like, I love the idea of, like, doing a 45-minute podcast for a 22-minute episode.
Yeah, it's 43 minutes.
I'm obsessed. This is longer. This is two episodes of...
Look, we're giving everyone the content they so desire.
True. It's true.
Okay, so that's it. But for all patrons of the podcast, all 115 of you as of today.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's great.
It's a lot.
That's
it's awesome. So great. A, thank you. And B, stay tuned because you have a very exciting bonus episode coming your way. And everyone else.
Pregnant pause.
Pregnant pause.
As pregnant as Tiffany. Pregnant
and
pause.
Out of wedlock. Pregnant.
A pregnant.
Pause.
Yeah, and out of wedlock pause.
All right.
All right.
Think about your life and your choices. Bye. Smooch. And now a very special thank you to my premium sponsors, William Jones, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
Because I know, I know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.